listening to WWPC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
All right, well, praise the Lord, mighty men, women of God. We thank God for you listening in to Kingdom Sounds this wonderful Tuesday evening. We are a ministry of Victory International Praise. We're a radio ministry from Victory International Praise. Praise the Lord. And so we thank God for you listening in. All right. Well, we got a marriage conference coming up March the 16th and the 17th. We got some great topics. We want to encourage you to be on time. Amen. So that, you know, because sometimes when people come in late, they'll pull the classroom away from what's being spoken or said. And sometimes information is so valuable. If you miss it, you might not, you know, get it or something like that. And so we want to definitely encourage you to be on time. Amen. That Thursday, Bishop Daniels is going to kick it off, and he's going to be dealing with forgiveness and recovery. Oh, glory to God. Forgiveness and recovery. Some people don't know how to forgive. And if you don't know how to forgive, you don't know how to move forward. All right. Okay. Let me say that again. If you don't know how to forgive, you don't know how to move forward. Come on. Some people are stuck. Come on. We're in the, 2023, and some people are still in 1999. Come on. Dealing with stuff from 1999. So there needs to be a recovery and moving forward. And then I'll be coming with a class from 8 till 9, and I'll be dealing with married but living like you're single. And then that Friday, I'll be back, and I'll be starting the first class, and I'll be dealing with spiritual bonding, spiritual knitting, how to knit with your spouse spiritually. A lot of times we're knitted or tied to our spouses soullessly but not spiritually. And then right after that, Apostle Graves will be coming from 8 until 9, dealing with intimacy. Oh, glory to God. Some of you all, you need to be there. Oh, glory to God. After your honeymoon, you lost the honey. Come on. The honey is no longer in the moon. And so now the honey need to be put back in the moon. Amen. Amen, somebody. And so anyways, praise the Lord. So we're looking. Hopefully you're going to be there. 250 North Babcock. 250 North Babcock. We're not going to sit here and share everything that we're going to be sharing on the conference, but 250 North Babcock, and that's March the 16th and the 17th marriage conference. Spread the word, let somebody know. A lot of us know people that are in struggling in their marriage. As the enemy wanted me to say, in a bad marriage, but come on, sometimes they're struggling, and sometimes people are lacking knowledge. And I thank God for Bishop Daniels bringing that up on the Monday broadcast, because we are a lot of times being destroyed because we lack knowledge. Oh, glory to God. The enemy is taking advantage of us. How you doing, Bishop?
I am absolutely blessed. Amen. And glad to be here. Let me say this.
Okay.
If you don't forgive, you ain't moving. Can I use the word ain't? You ain't going forward.
That's right.
Because when I'm learning, and I'm not going to give it all away.
I heard that. Yeah, I was going to say, don't give it all away.
But there are things that happens in things that we're going to say, mm-hmm, that we have to be very careful with,
right,
on the radio. But in a setting with adults, there are some things that need to be said.
Yeah.
And and how it's said. Mm-hmm. Because I've learned that everybody, can I use the term, can't handle the truth.
Right.
Because of the fact that right. it comes down their line, it comes down their aisle, and many times they'll say, oh, did you hear that what the pastor said?
Yeah.
That was for you. For
especially,
me.
Especially when they get home, right?
Yeah. He preached
he
on you.
He said that
today.
For you.
Yeah, he wore you out.
Well, what did you hear for yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. I've been praying for that anyway. For real.
Like we didn't hear it and we're not processing it. Yeah. Come on, because, you know, people, the spouse that's sitting beside you might have heard it and they're processing it. But come on, we got to, you know, we feel like we got to reemphasize that thing and beat them over the head. Come on, and then next thing you know, they're mad and they can't even process it because they're so busy focused on you, accusing them, pointing the finger at them, beating them with the word. Come on, because we can beat people with the word.
Absolutely.
And I remember one day when the Lord told me, he let me know, he says, Tommy, you're beating people with the word. He said, you're cutting people's ears off. That's what I heard the Lord say. You're cutting people's ears off. And I was like, what? And all of a sudden, the Lord began to remind me about Peter and how Peter cut the man. Yeah, yeah. Bye. Ooh, I got to check in my spirit. This is for somebody that's listening. Mm-hmm. Peter began to cut off, one of the soldiers' ears off.
Yes.
But Jesus was there to pick that ear back up and put it on the head of that servant. And I'm here to tell you that there are times that God has to heal people hearing. Mm-hmm. Come on. So that they will be able to have the ability to hear again. My God, I'm speaking to somebody. This thing here. Oh, glory to God. Because guess what? We have cut off the hearing of people. And sometimes we need to repent. God, forgive me for everybody that I've cut off their hearing for saying stupid stuff out of my mouth. Lord, I repent. Go ahead, Bishop.
You know, and when that happens, I've told someone, not only hearing the vision, because the word is coming forth, and we're sitting with our spouse, mm-hmm. and it's good, right? But we're prodding them.
Yeah.
As if, you know, we're hitting on them, and they're like, stop hitting me. Oh, yeah.
Like they can't hear, what's being said.
Yeah. Because, he wearing you out. He wearing you out. It's like,
and they become the cheerleader, you know. Oh.
Absolutely. And finally, somebody gets it and say, why don't you just have shit mouth grease? Because we need that. You know, just have shut mouth grace. Because I'm trying to hear what God is trying to bring forward. See, because our level of expectancy, sometimes, I'm going to go here, sometimes is much more, and I said this on another broadcast, we expect this particular spouse to act like the ex down the road from the past. And then our expectancy, now they have to live with that.
Right.
You know, and live to a place where I can never please you in whatever I do, because your mindset is still locked on something that you had 20 years ago.
Wow.
I'm not that person.
That's good. I was sitting here thinking about what you were saying, and I believe sometimes one of the reasons why we do that, the nudging and and stuff like, did you hear that? Because we're trying to help God.
Yeah.
And baby, I'm here to tell you that God... God don't need your help. Sometimes we're running past interference. And then, you know, because what happens out of it, what happens is that, guess what? We get home and a big argument occurs. Come on, right? And so now, you know, like I said a little bit earlier, the person hadn't had time to process it. And sometimes it's literally stolen. You know, the Bible tells us that Christ, you know, sowed seeds, you know, which represents the word. The word is a seed. It's being sown among the congregation. Come on. And sometimes before that seed can just, you know, take its place or get planted in that dirt, come on, we done helped the enemy to, you know, sweep it up and steal it and fly away with it, because, you know, we want to try to help God. Come on. And so even, Lord, forgive us. You know, I'm a strong, I try to encourage people to repent of things. I was asked yesterday to pray for the people, finances. And one of the things that I said, well, first thing we need to do is repent. Because sometimes you got to close doors. People want God to bless them, and there are doors open from bad financial decision-making, from people not paying tithes. I went to a church one time, and they asked me to take the offering up, and I led the people through a prayer of repentance. The next day, it wasn't even 24 hours, miracles began to break. Well, I call them miracles, but one guy went home, his closet fell in. Next thing you know, at the bottom of the closet, he found all of this money, enough to pay a bill that he had been wanting to pay. Somebody got a shopping spree. They took him on a shopping spree. The pastor got a phone call and said, I'm paying for you to go on a cruise. What am I saying? I'm saying the finances broke out because guess what? The doors were closed. A lot of times we have doors open, and even in our marriages, we have doors open that need to be closed. And so even when you hear something, this Thursday and Friday, be quick to repent. Be quick to shut that door. It's like God is saying, shut that door now. You heard it. You saw yourself in there. You saw yourself standing there. Now repent. Shut that door real quick. Cut the access off from the enemy. Oh, glory to God. Go ahead, man of God.
Let me. We're not dropping F-bombs. Let me drop a J-bomb, okay? And a J-bomb.
Got jokes in the day. Here, Bishop.
In the relationship, and the reason why I say that, because this is part of what you're going to get, mm-hmm. Yeah. When you come to this marriage seminar, symposium, however it works for you, in a marriage. Whatever the situation is, whether the elephant has been in the room, mm-hmm. and you didn't deal with it when it was a baby.
Right.
Now it's a big elephant and you can't put him out in the room. Now you have to cut him up.
Yeah.
To carry him out.
That's a lot of cutting.
That's a lot of cutting. But when it was a baby, you should have dealt with it then. But because what happens is, number one, don't curse it. Don't curse the situation that you're in. You and your spouse, mm-hmm. are in. Mm. Don't blame anybody.
Wow.
Except for Satan. Number two, don't nurse it.
That's right.
And don't, when you say nurse it, woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. You're both in this.
My God. Preach it.
Number three, don't rehearse it. Meaning, don't keep going around telling everybody your situation.
Yeah.
Keep mama and them out of it. Keep auntie, uncle, everybody out of it. Unless you can get with folk that can give you godly counseling. Good. And the last thing, disperse it. And let it go. Let it go unto God's glory and God's victory.
Yes.
That way you both have the victory over that situation. I digress.
My God. You didn't have to digress. I want to remind you to write, come willing to write stuff down. I don't know if I said it the last, but come willing to take notes. Come on. Be willing to be a spiritual sponge. A sponge absorbs, it retains, and it distributes. And a lot of times, what made the disciples is that they wrote stuff down. Come on. They wrote down. This is why we have the Bible today. Come on. They wrote it down. And a lot of times, at our young youthful age, we're not writing stuff down anymore, and sometimes we wonder why we don't retain it. I come to understand that people that write stuff down retain it more than people mm-hmm. that don't write stuff down. And it's amazing how many times we can go to church and we'll see some people, they come to church, they're so casual about coming to church, they don't even bring their Bibles no more. I know that we're living in a day and age where folks are using their cell phones, but we have people that are not even bringing their Bibles. They're not taking no notes. They're just waiting on the homiletics. And they just jump up. You walk outside. It's like, oh, what did the preacher say? I don't know, but we sure enough had a good time. Stop lying. You didn't have a good time. You didn't retain nothing. Yeah. You went in there dumb and ignorant, and you came back out dumb and ignorant. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Uh-oh. I didn't mean to drop that type of bomb, but I'm just, you know what? Sometimes we got to tell, we got to be truthful with people. Come on. And tell people the truth. You're not retaining nothing. And if you can't absorb it, you can't retain it, and if you can't retain it, you can't distribute it. Come on. And so we got to be spiritual sponges. I just want to encourage you. Come on time, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. Be on time for the classes. The starting class is from 7 to 8. I ask the leaders to leave room for questions. Write your questions down. Now, some of you all going to get some, you know, questions to write down when you get there. Use some wisdom now. When you're sitting there with your spouses, don't get crazy now. Don't say nothing that you got to deal with when you get back home. Trust God. Trust God that He's going to be, you know, bring it out. You know, when I used to do jail and prison ministry for about 11 years, and a lot of times that before I could get in the class good, you know, they would be running up to me about things, and I'd be like, you know, hey, I finally had to get to the point, trust God, because they were pulling on me so hard that they would pull me off of what, and you know, and then every time it came to a point where when I began to tell them that, they would always come and say, I got my answer. I'm glad you made me wait, because sometimes we're trying to help God out. Don't come here with that help God out mentality. Come here with letting God help you out. Okay, go ahead.
I want to say, when you come with this mentality. Jeremiah 32, 26 and 27. Then came the word of the Lord to Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all. My grandma used to say, flourish.
Not flesh, but flush.
Not flush.
So you need to flush it down the toilet. But anyways, go ahead.
Is there anything too hard for me? And what happens is that we take God out of that element. Wow. Now, Lord, if your word says there is nothing too hard for me, for you, to fix or to mend or to allow forgiveness, then the issue is not you, God. It's our mentality. It's our heart. I need, Lord, for you, I'm talking about that repenting thing, Lord, to get to the root of the problem.
Right.
And the root of the problem is my heart.
Right. Wow.
Because I've got things in my heart. I could drop another J-bomb, and I won't say that one in this arena right now. But, Lord, if there's anything that is not too hard for you, then why am I struggling to forgive? Why am I struggling to have shut mouth grace? Why am I struggling to just say, I'm sorry? Why am I struggling to not live the word?
That's good.
To just live the word. Why am I struggling with that? Because He said, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. And if I'm the God of all flesh, then I must put this flesh under subjection.
Well, and
that's the problem when we're in a marriage. We don't want to put it under subjection. No, because she, the scripture already said, she is subject to me.
So we're unconsciously allowing the flesh to be God.
Hello.
Instead of allowing God.
She's supposed to be subject to me. I think and I believe that we're subject to one another. And when we're subject to one another, then we're both subject to God. We're not looking lateral anymore. Now it's vertical. I'm going to leave it right there.
You know, I was sitting here thinking to myself, I said, there's no reason that when you attend this conference, that you can't come away from this conference in a new season, a new beginning.
Yeah.
Where there's revelation, there's manifestation. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Where there's revelation, where there's revealed truth. A lot of times we're not getting revealed truth. Come on. And when you begin to get revealed truth, there, in other words, there are things that you've heard that you've never heard before. Come on. That's a time to repent. That's a time to be open. That's a time to accept it. That's a time to say, I receive it. Go ahead, Bishop.
Let me say this.
I saw it on you.
When people will hear something, even though they've never heard it before, I'm going to say this on the radio.
Say it.
You got to get rid of the spirit of narcissism. I already know all of this. No, you don't. You never heard it.
Wow.
But because of the fact you don't want to admit, you really don't know. And now you got to take down and admit to your spouse that, you know what, I really didn't know that.
Wow.
And the other person has to say, you know what? I may not have known it either. I guess we both learned something. It's not me over you or you over me or trying to make each other look bad. It's if I can help you, baby. I can help you, honey, then let me do that. Because remember, I made to be your helpmeet.
That was powerful. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, Bishop, I try to start off my Sunday mornings by saying, I need to probably even do it more. But, you know, where God, I just don't know. You know, praise God. As a matter of fact, that I believe we need to come. Well, anyways, I won't say, I tell you, that was good. Praise God. Once again, praise God. How much time we got, Danny? 4 minutes. All right. Praise God. All right. Once again, I want to remind you, want to throw these dates and times out. You've been listening to Bishop Daniels, our special guest here today, and he's dropping some bombs. And I'm telling you, he's going to kick this conference off on a Thursday night. His class is going to be from 7 until, if you enjoy what you just heard, praise the Lord. If you enjoy what you just heard, and hey, make sure that you get to this class. I don't know who's calling me, but I guess I need to. Let me see here. Hold on 1 second. Hit the decline. All right. If you enjoyed this class, I mean, what he just said, then praise God, you need to get to his class. And that's going to be Thursday from 7 until 8. Praise God. Bring your questions. I want to make sure that you ask him the toughest questions of the conference, okay?
Hey, they may have to wait till next year when we do this again.
On the cruise ship.
On the cruise.
Yeah, that's
see,
it.
That was one of them in a oops, right?
and so, praise God. Then I'll be coming back dealing with married but living like you're single. A lot of us, you haven't transitioned. Come on, you're stuck in the wilderness. You're stuck in the wilderness when it comes down to, I'll call you back. You're stuck in the wilderness when it comes down to marriage, and you haven't transitioned over from your old lifestyle into your new lifestyle. You don't even realize you have become one. And so we want to deal with that. Married but living like you're single. And then that Friday night, praise God, I'll be kicking it off, praise God, with spiritual bonding, knitting. Amen. Well, you need to bond and knit with your spouse. Oh, glory to God. And it's a way, it's a method to the madness. And then Friday, to finish up the last class, that'll be Bishop Graves, and he's going to be, his class is going to be from 8 until 9 o'clock dealing with intimacy. He's going to help you to put the honey back in the moon. We want to stress, be on time now. We won't be having a praise and worship service. These will be classes. Some of you all, you know that, guess what, if you ever been in counseling, all right, thank you, Dad. If you ever been in counseling, come on, some of these counsel sessions may cost you $80, $100 or something like this. Here we are, praise God. We're dedicating our time. We're sitting before God. Come on, we're working on finding out what the mind of God is so that you can get answers. Some of you all, you want answers. You've been asking God, why this, why that, and such and such, and you're all over the place with that. But guess what? God is sending, I believe that God is going to give us some answers to your questions. All right, we thank God for Danny, WWBC 99.9, 94.7, and 100.7. We thank God for our listening audience. Let us know if you're being blessed by this broadcast. Let us know. Email address TomRob, TomRob 7662 at gmail.com. Let us know if you're being blessed. We love you. We thank God for you listening in. God bless you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is VIPMinistries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. In 1950, British mathematician, computer scientist, and codebreaker Alan Turing created a test to determine if machines could think. A computer and a human being would send written responses to a human interrogator. If the responses from the computer were indistinguishable from the responses of a real person, Turing argued, well, that machine should be considered intelligent. Well, 73 years later, software company OpenAI has come closer than anyone else in history to passing Turing's test. Chat Generative Pre-trained Transformer, or ChatGPT for short, is a groundbreaking language software that responds to nearly any prompt with a coherent, well-reasoned response, almost indistinguishable from what a human could produce. ChatGPT is, to borrow a phrase, now breaking the internet, and so far, what it's produced ranges from the impressive to the hilarious. It's also forcing a series of existential crises. For example, teachers are scrambling to discern the works of their student from the work of compelling AI counterfeits. The tech industry now faces what the New York Times has called an AI arms race, as competitors like Google apply their own AI technology to search engines and ad generators, searching for errors in code, sifting through mountains of data, summarizing complex issues in a few paragraphs. These things have all been made exponentially easier and more user-friendly by the technology. Well, despite reports to the contrary, neither ChatGPT nor any form of AI so far has produced what represents a new form of consciousness. At its best, ChatGPT is a useful tool, able to curate and make sense of incredible amounts of information in a user-friendly way. At its worst, ChatGPT could further erode our collective ability to think critically and has the potential to be dramatically, even harmfully, wrong. The bigger concern, however, is the same one that has accompanied all our new technologies, at least to some degree. What will this technology do to our understanding of what it means to be human?